It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, 57 degrees.
Southbound I-15 jammed up, Weber and Davis counties. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story, developing news, 4 dead, 12 critically injured, 10 others with varying levels of injuries. That's what we know about the 31 people on a bus that crashed near Bryce Canyon National Park this afternoon. Robert Drydocks runs the Bryce Wildlife Adventure Museum. He says he was one of the first people on the scene.
I don't want to ever do it again. I've seen this 3-4 times, and this was the worst. When you see a husband hold his wife that's crushed or, you know, swollen, the bus landed on him, and they don't speak English, you try to give them comfort, and there's not much you can do.
Highway 12 remains completely closed in the area. The crash happened late this morning, just east of Panguitch on SR-12. The road will stay closed as UHP investigates. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live at the scene. He begins our team coverage. Paul, it's been more than 6 hours since the accident. Is the road getting any closer to being reopened for the weekend?
Doesn't really look like it for now, Jeff. We're still getting word that it still could be another 3.5 to 4 hours before they have this reopened. Now, the tow truck crews, the semis, they just barely arrived a few minutes ago. But even after the main portion of the bus is taken away, there will still be a lot of wreckage that will need to be cleaned out, and investigators will be combing over that. We were waiting for national investigators to hit the scene. However, they are going to be here tomorrow. Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Nick Street says the bus driver reportedly overcorrected after the bus went onto the shoulder, and that's when it rolled and then hit a guardrail.
Complete roll from wheels back onto wheels, but it crossed that barrier, and the damage was done as it came back up on its wheels.
Now, there were four people that were pronounced dead at the scene, and we've been saying that there were another five that were extremely critical. Street says those five are clinging to life. So if there are any updates to the number of people who have passed away because of this crash, we will get that to you. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Paul Nelson live at the scene. First responders are earning praise for how they helped the victims of this deadly crash near Bryce. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce continues our team coverage.
Garfield County Sheriff Danny Perkins says the work of their volunteer EMTs likely saved lives during that terrible bus crash on Highway 12. But he thinks that's not surprising since they practice for a situation just like this.
We had close to 3 million visitors just at Bryce Canyon, and there's a lot of those people that come here on tour buses.
Many EMTs left their day jobs to help the victims, but law enforcement and volunteer first responders from Iron, Kane, San Pete, and Paiute counties also answered the call. And a volunteer EMT from another area earned praise for translating for the Chinese tourists who were hurt. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 603, a timely rescue on the Great Salt Lake. Todd Fuchs has the story.
Yes, Jeff. Davis County Search and Rescue says that the overnight mission was minutes away from ending tragically. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
What was intended to be a leisurely kayaking trip on the Great Salt Lake turned into a nightmare for three friends. Around 3 o'clock, two of the kayakers separated from the third, who was able to safely reach Antelope Island alone. Search and rescue crews then found one individual around midnight and the third not until 1:30.
He said, "Is like, I was lucky to be alive. It could have been that they were treading water for a good 8 hours.
Commander Eric Bornmeyer says the two stranded kayakers were junior high friends that didn't anticipate the strong winds that created waves up to 7 feet high. Additionally, neither individual was wearing a life jacket. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Another hopeful for the governor's chair is Chatting Goals. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayers reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Entrepreneur turned candidate for governor Jeff Burningham says his top priority if elected is to keep our economy booming.
We need to make sure that our economy continues to rev because our children and grandchildren are staying here. There's a diverse economy now, so they're choosing to stay, and we want good jobs for them to graduate into.
Burningham says he also wants to deregulate education and serve the taxpayer in a better way. As of right now, he'll be taking on Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox in June's Republican primary. Burningham holds a party tonight in Provo to celebrate his run. At the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
U.S. troops will soon be headed to Saudi Arabia. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, it's being called the first step in the U.S. response to the missile attacks on Saudi oil facilities 1 week ago. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford Langford says the troop deployment is defensive in nature and is primarily focused on air and missile defense.
A layered system of defensive capabilities would mitigate the risk of swarms of drones or other attacks that may come from Iran.
No word yet on the exact number of forces that will be deployed. Shoppers ran for their lives when a black SUV crashed into the Sears at a mall outside of Chicago. Village of Schaumburg spokesperson Allison Albrecht says they're trying to figure out a motive.
There are no injuries that have been reported, but the investigation is ongoing.
One person is in custody. Protests are happening across the world today as students and others demand action on climate change. This 17-year-old is with the group Our World and is at a march in New York City.
I'm here because I want to make a change in the world, and I want to make sure my peers and generations after that know they have an influence over a big cause like this one.
The rally's ahead of next week's United Nations Climate Summit in New York City. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And students here in Utah joined in. The group Fridays for Future rallied students to walk from the city-county building to the state capitol this afternoon. Organizer Ari Grace says they want to get the attention of people who are decades late in taking action.
Not only are we trying to get the attention of our politicians and our government, we are also trying to get the attention of citizens to see what the problem is so they might start making individual changes.
The main demand? Reduce greenhouse gases before we get any hotter. KSL News Time is 6:06.
A quick check on traffic now. Ricky Meese, what's happening? KSL News Time, 6:08. Here we go. My minute of news. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Interesting research project at South China University. They tested drivers listening to classic rock to see if they're safer motorists when they listen to specific songs. 20 drivers, 60 simulations, and the researchers discovered the safest song for drivers to listen to. You already guessed. It's Stairway to Heaven.
There's a lady who's sure all it glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven.
Drivers were rated for their mood from irritable to calm and their behavior on the road from relaxed to reckless. So, the most dangerous songs. The second most dangerous song was Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. Probably because it makes you do the car dance where you wiggle in the seat and she actually sings, "Put your hands up." They're supposed to be on the steering wheel. The number one most dangerous song, Green Day, American Idiot. The song is fast and breathless, and surprised people drive that way when they listen to it.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
Among the safest songs, we have the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day.
Do you see the theme that's developing? Faster songs make people drive faster. They gun the engine, switch lanes a lot, risky maneuvers, but when you slow the tempo down to about 80 beats a minute, like this, you act more mature behind the wheel. And as you wind on down the road waiting for the next traffic report, I'll let you know these same drivers were safest when they shut off the music.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. If you're still making your way southbound on I-15, you're looking at good speeds.